It's time for the radio show about recreational boating, from the bow to the stern, from port to starboard, and from the bridge to the bilge. It's Bob's No Wake Zone radio show. So let's go down on the docks and see what's happening this week.
Well, it's 7:06. We are underway, making way for a Saturday morning. Boy, we've had a first good day at the In-Water Boat Show over at Captain Ron's. We hope you'll be able to come over and join us today or tomorrow, 10 to 7 today, and 10 to 4 on Sunday. Captain Ron's, oh yeah, it's at the 34.5-mile marker, or Highway 5, just across the Hurricane Deck Bridge. Well, good morning, and welcome into the No Wake Zone radio program here on a Saturday morning, last Saturday of September for us. And we thank you for joining us on the radio today. Let's see, coming up on the program, Pete Zimmerman's going to be here first talking about Paradise Upholstery and Canvas. We'll have Ron Dugan on the program this morning. You know, we've got some really good news from the shootout, and Ron's going to highlight several things, talk about a bunch of things that happened and some of the positive things in regards to the amount of money that's going to be dispersed out to those nonprofit organizations that volunteer for the shootout. You may or may not know Trace Martin. He owns Performance Boat School. He travels all over the country and teaches people how to drive their boats, particularly performance boats, but he's also an equestrian. And we're going to talk to Trace coming up. He's got a class coming back to Lake of the Ozarks and some other ones around too, so we'll talk about that coming up in our third segment after the bottom of the hour. Wrapping up today, you know, it's not the end of the boating season until Harbor Hop is over, and then some maybe. Lance Utley from the Convention and Visitors Bureau, funlake.com, will be here to talk about the 31st annual Fall Harbor Hop coming up October the 8th. Now, we also are going to be debuting a song called The No Wake Zone, and Frank Long is singing it. Frank is a member of the Table Rock and the Ozarks Facebook page, so you might want to get on there and link up with them, and we'll have that song coming up for you later in the program this morning. Now, also today, the Two Damn Days paddleboat race takes off from up around the Warsaw area right there at the Drake Harbor. And those guys and gals are going to be paddling all the way down to Paradise Point. And they're going to be coming out there at the 35-mile marker right there by the Hurricane Deck Bridge at Paradise Point. And for those of you boating today up in the 35, you know, it was from Hurricane Deck up to Truman, let's use some extra caution. They will have some safety boats out there with these guys and gals. And then tomorrow on Sunday, they leave in the morning from the same point there at the Hurricane Deck Bridge. They'll launch there, and they go all the way down to the Bagnell Dam. They come out at Iguana, and the finish line, of course, is Beavers at the dam. But and they got big ceremonies and all that going on. So the Two Damn Days paddler boat races this weekend as well. So please, boaters, let's use a little extra caution if you're out there and you see them coming down the lake. You know, our program is presented by the folks at Show Me Shirts, and Missy just says, hey, just call us the shirt shop. Okay, we'll just call you the shirt shop. Those of you that are coming to the boat show this weekend and have a chance to pick up one of Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show t-shirts, and that's where we get them, the shirt shop in Camdenton. Missy and her mom, Anita, take care of the business down there. Screen printing and embroidery work, they do a great job. They do the shootout shirts every year, or have for several. And they can do a large job or a small job. You need one shirt or a few hundred, you can get them right there. Just get in touch with them by calling Missy at 573-692-4667. You can also stop into their store. They're located right there on Highway 54 in Camdenton, right across from the Central Bank and Stewart's Restaurant. Screen printing is what they do, along with embroidery work, and they do it well. They're also an official Laker apparel store, The Shirt Shop, formerly known as Show Me Shirts.
Join us at the Home Lifestyle and Sport Show October 8th and 9th at the Lodge of Four Seasons. The Lake Erie Chamber is proud to roll out this brand new out-of-the-box fall show. Visit with vendors from home trades, healthcare, beauty and skin, hunting, fishing, boating, golfing, and so much more. Make sure you mark your calendar for this one. It's guaranteed to be not the average trade show. The show will feature a live main stage, a 3,000-gallon fish tank, and live demos throughout the weekend show hours. Visit LakeErieChamber.com for full details. See you in October.
This is Allison Zimmerman with the marketing team at Shock Alert. Thanks for listening to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show.
So we're day two of the In-Water Boat Show, and we're here with Pete Zimmerman from Paradise Upholstery and Canvas. Pete, good to see you, man.
Good to see you, Bob, and thanks to everybody that's come out and seen the show.
Yeah, it's going to be a great weekend, but we want to talk to you and find out a little bit about Paradise Upholstery and Canvas and kind of, I guess, first question, you know, how's 2016 been?
I tell you what, it's been nice. Dealers have been selling boats, and we've been covering them up and doing some interior repairs and such as that, and 16's been great so far.
All right.
Even know it's an election year, Bob.
do you think the I was talking with somebody else about this the other day. You think the, you know, moving that first boat show up in the year early in January really kick-started things this year?
That's hard to say, but it wasn't as bad. Everybody thought it was going to be bad because it was so early, and I tell you, we had good attendance at the show, and maybe it did get people thinking about it sooner than they normally would have, and I think it worked out pretty well.
All right, very good. Now, let's talk about Paradise Upholstery and Canvas from, you know, 500 feet. Looking down on your business, 15 years now you've been doing this, and it's continued to grow and grow and grow.
It has. I think we're 15 or 16 years or so, and then depends on how you count the first couple years that we got started in the garage. But yes, it's we found some good help, which was that's a little bit of a struggle, but we found some good employees that are very talented and care about their job, and they're putting out some really nice work, and even with that, we take everything it takes to keep up with things.
Speaking of keeping up, you know, it just takes a long time to do the kind of work that you do and the quality of the work that you do. What are things now that boaters should be thinking about in terms of getting jobs done over the winter months?
It is custom work, and so a lot of people call up and, hey, can I get a boat covered next week or something like that. It doesn't quite work that way because everything that we do is handmade and it is custom to your boat, and so there's some time that is involved with that. And I think with the internet and all the other stuff that goes on, people get disconnected from that because they can run down to Walmart and get just about anything they want. But when it comes down to handcrafted anything, there is some lead time on that. Now is a great time to bring your boat seats or any of the interior repairs that you want, which avoids the spring rush, and then it allows us to work on them over the winter when you're not wanting to work on the boat anyway. So if you have a torn seat, or if your engine hatch is getting a little shabby and it's not exactly what you up to the standard that you want, or maybe the sun pads are getting wore out and you were thinking about wanting to replace those, don't wait until spring. That's our absolute busiest time, is in the spring. People that have it figured out, they get them to us in the fall, and we work for them all over the winter on them and get them put together, and that way they have some nice new appointments to the boat for the spring season when they open the boat up, and seems to help everybody keep their sanity.
You also, a couple of years ago, I guess now, I will say launched, because you launched a mobile water vessel that now can take you right to somebody's dock to do those measurements and then the installation, right?
That's fantastic, Bob. I'm a little embarrassed I didn't think of that myself. We did launch a mobile boat that we use. It's actually a mini shop. We have a sewing machine on board and a work table, and we carry a little bit of everything with us. And so we can come to the dock and do work right at the dock. Weather permitting, we run that all winter long. And it works out really well. Works out really well for the small repairs. In the old days, we would have to go take a cover or isinglass or something off of a customer's boat, take it back to the shop, get it repaired. Maybe the boat's open to the elements for 2 to 3 days. We tried to get it back on as soon as possible. But there's been many times now where we are there, we make a repair in the same day, so the cover's off the boat literally for a couple hours while we make the repair and back on the boat, and everybody's happy.
What kind of coverage on water do you provide for Lake of the Ozarks customers?
We go from the dam, the 0 mile marker, to the 36 of the main channel. We service all the Gravois arm, and then we go to the 4 mile marker of the Big Niangua.
All right. Now, if somebody can't get to the boat show this weekend, how would someone get a hold of you guys? Website, phone number, what?
The best way really is to submit an inquiry form through the website, which is paradiseupholstery.com. But you can always call the phone number 573-216-7214.
And the other option, of course, is for you to stop by the boat show this weekend and get a chance to talk to Pete or Pam or any of the folks from Paradise Upholstery and Canvas. Well, just ahead, Lance Utley's going to be here to talk about the 31st annual Harbor Hop. Trace Martin going to be here to talk about the Performance Boat School. We had a conversation with Ron Dugan this week to get a little follow-up on the Lake of the Ozarks shootout. All that and more, along with the brand new No Wake Zone song coming up later in the program. This is Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show on Boat Show Weekend, and we'll be right back on News Talk KRMS 1150 AM, 97.5, 104.9 FM. We're also on repeat tonight, 6 p.m. on boatradio.net. We hope you'll tune in and listen if you missed the show this morning. Of course, we have everything archived as well on my website, bobsnowakezone.com.
This is Rachel Johnson, Executive Director of the National Safe Boating Council. Thanks for listening to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show.
Earliest prehistory reveals mankind's innate connection to the sea. From boats of woven reed in Egypt, to Homer's black ships of the Trojan War, down to the naval battles of Greece, Rome, and every civilization since. I'm Brandon Huebner, and I'll present the history, archaeology, and literature that connect us with our past on the sea, all that on the Maritime History Program. Join me as we voyage down through the ages and witness the development of sailing, trade, and much more. The Maritime History Program, with me, Brandon Huebner, every Wednesday here on Boat Radio.
Remember the Lake of the Ozarks shootout just about a month ago? Well, we're going to get an update from Ron Dugan, head of the shootout committee, and find out maybe some very interesting information about how the shootout did this year. That'll be next, followed by Trace Martin, Performance Boat School. We'll talk about that. And also Lance Utley's going to be here later to talk about the Harbor Hop. And you are listening to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. If you're talking about boating and you don't have a boat but you'd like to rent one, I'm going to point you in the direction of Iguana Water Sports. And they're located in several places right around the lake. You can find them down at the Bagnell Dam Strip. They're at the one-mile marker there. The Iguana Osage Beach location right there near the Grand Glaze Bridge, right by the Topsider. And the Iguana location on the North Shore at the 5.5-mile marker at Rocky Mount. Now, you can rent a party boat, paddle boat, speed boat, PWC, or a Tritune. And they've got all the accessories, too, because the water's still pretty nice. IguanaWaterSports.com is the website for additional information. Or to make some reservations, you're going to call John Knight, and his number is 888-365-2399. 888-365-2399 for Iguana Water Sports, the rental gurus at Lake of the Ozarks. And now, the head of Shootout Charities and the Lake of the Ozarks Shootout, please welcome to the program, Ron Dugan.
Welcome to the No Wake Zone. How are you?
I'm doing good, Bob. How are you?
Pretty good. Well, the shootout for the 28th year is over, and there's been a lot of collecting, paying bills, getting in the hours from the volunteers, finalizing everything. So where are we here, you know, a month after?
Well, we're still counting, and we're still figuring, you know, we've got a few bills left to pay, and I've got some people that still haven't got their checks to me like they promised, and so we're just following up on that, and that's kind of a normal process that usually takes, you know, really 30 to 45 days or so to kind of get all that finalized and, you know, go through our PayPal account and, you know, we're make sure we get everything allocated to the correct spots. And you know, Margie's still out there selling t-shirts, and you know, I think she's bringing me a check today for some more money, but more t-shirts that she sold. So, you know, things are still, you know, it just keeps going. You know, I get a lot of requests online for different things, you know, for t-shirts and things like that. People that couldn't make the event and they want a shirt from the event. So I'm getting really close to announcing our number that we're going to be at. And it looks like, you know, we're going to be either right at or really close to our goal that we set for this year of 200,000. So, you know, we're in really good shape. I've just got a couple people that have some decent sized checks I need to get collected first.
And you know who you are.
Oh, yeah, and you know who you are. Yeah, that's right. So if you haven't written me a check yet, you know,
yeah,
get on it.
Just a quick reminder, yeah.
But, yeah, we'll be sending out some, you know, some notices here in the next few days. And
from 500 feet above the whole shootout, looking down those 2 days, what was the one thing maybe that stood out in your mind above everything else that happened during that those two days? Of course, the wreck.
Well, you know, actually, the highlight that it put on our rescue teams and the safety personnel and the patrol and all that out there and the course control is huge. I mean, and it's been wonderful. I mean, you know, it's
all around the world.
Oh, all over the place.
Yeah.
And in fact, they just had a ceremony in Jeff City for the officer, you know, that saved Jeff McCann's life out there. And you know, it's been wonderful. You know, they did exactly what they train every year for. And they put it in place, and it worked wonderfully, and the gentleman just did a fantastic job of taking care of things out there, and I talked to Jeff a couple days ago, and he's just doing wonderful, and he's still, you know, a little banged up, you know, he's healing from some broken bones, and he's got a couple little tears, I think, you know, like in his knee, he's got a little tear in his knee, I think, that they're going to have looked at, but he's doing fantastic. You know, he's in great spirits. Sounds great. He can't wait to get here next year. But all those things that we require, you know, the helmet saved his life because it had a big gash on the helmet, but he has had no head trauma at all. The life jacket that we require that they wear kept him afloat while he was knocked out in time for them to save him. You know, obviously the boat was kind of a mess, but the kill switch on the boat, you know, stopped the engine. You know, all those things that we require, we do it for a reason. And those things definitely all came into play. And we just can't, you know, say enough about, you know, what the safety personnel did.
Was there something else maybe that sort of rang a bell for you this year?
It was just huge. I mean, it just continues to grow and grow. And we have so many first-time people that come. You know, I get emails all year long from people that, hey, I've never been. I want to come. Tell me what to do. And we had a lot of new racers this year. There was some, you know, renewed enthusiasm for the racing part of it. I shouldn't say racing, you know, just to go out there and see how fast they can go. But the word is out. It is the best boating event in the country, if not the world. And word's out there, and people continue to come, and they continue to come and enjoy the Lake of the Ozarks and everything that we have to offer here for people.
You know, leading up to the event now, we've got almost a couple of weeks worth of other activities that sort of lend to what we're trying to do those last 2 days. Any of those events, like, for example, the mini shootout, you know, with their move over to Haha Tonka, was a great idea, and it worked really well, didn't it?
It was a great move. It was. And, you know, nothing about the places that we've had it in the past, but it worked out really well over there. The crowds were pretty big. I think they estimated over 1,300 people, you know, that showed up for the event, which was a great number. We were hoping to hit 1,000. Everything went really well. The racing was good. The water was good over there. Crowd favorites and our heavy participation and make money for the shootout, they all did really well.
T-shirt sales, significant?
Oh, they're always significant. I mean, you know, it's amazing how you can sell $100,000 worth of t-shirts in a weekend, which they did. And that's one of our big money makers, you know. If we don't do well with the shirts, you know, we're not announcing a big number. So, you know, it all kind of comes into play, you know, not only the t-shirts, but the sponsors and the different events that we, you know, that we do to raise money for. So
shootout on the strip was huge, of course, again this year. The other one that I worked was the Little Boat and Pontoon Poker Run, and it seemed like, from where I was, at least, in the Water Safety Council group, not knowing what they did the years before, but being a newer event, it did really well.
Yeah, it's growing.
Yeah.
And it's continued to grow a little bit each year. You know, I don't know if they doubled the number of boats this year, but they came pretty close to doubling them. But it continues to grow, and they do a great job with that event, and I look for it to be in just about as big as the main poker run on Friday before the actual races.
Yep, and that was also a good event. Ron, looking forward to the 29th and the 30th. I know the committee's going to be meeting again and again and again going into next year. What do you see anything right on the horizon that maybe is going to be an addition to something that we've been doing or a change that might affect how things are done?
Well, one of the things we're going to have to do is we're going to have to extend our no-wake zone on the water. The boat participation continues to grow, which, you know, causes some issues when everybody leaves at the same time on Saturday afternoon.
Right.
It's not so bad on Sunday because we don't have the number of boats, but Saturday, I mean, when there's 6,000 boats out there and everybody wants to leave at the same time, causes some problems.
Yeah,
and we acknowledge that, and so we are, in fact, we have a meeting with Water Patrol to go over a plan for that, but it's going to entail extending the no wake zone. You know, this year we tried to do it at the end of the races on Saturday. In hindsight, we probably should have just done it for the whole day and not just at the end of the races.
Oh.
People would have been more aware of it. So a lot of people were kind of blowing through it because they didn't realize that it was there at the end of the day because it wasn't there in the morning. But, you know, it's one of those things that we got to try. But success does cause some problems sometimes. And we're doing a great thing in the community, but we also need to, you know, be right with our neighbors. And I've always said that, you know, we want to make sure that we protect our neighbors, you know, from the mass and influx of people that come in for this event. And we are always concerned about that, and we certainly do not overlook those things. You know, that's something we definitely will deal with every single year, and as this event continues to grow, we're going to do what's not only in the best interest of the shootout community, but also the entire community at the Lake of the Ozark.
Well, thanks for coming to the No Wake Zone again, and we'll look forward to hearing that final number soon.
Here's some great stats for the shootout as well. 98 racers participated, 220 runs in the 2 days, and boats run about every 3 minutes in the shootout. 3.3 million views of the pontoon race of 114 miles an hour. 3 million hits on the shootout website crashed the site. They had 20 teams in the golf tournament, 48 boats to the little boat and pontoon poker run. Vendor Village was sold out, and 100 boats participated in the poker run. Man, I'm telling you, it is some kind of an event. Next year, 10th year at Captain Ron's, the 29th year for the shootout, so there's going to be some big things coming down the pike later. We'll be back shortly. We got to take another break. Trace Martin is going to be with us to talk about the Performance Boat School coming back to Lake of the Ozarks and some other locations around the country for you. Hang in there with us. We'll be right back on News Talk KRMS 1150 AM and on FM at 104.9, 104.9 and 97.5 FM, plus krmsradio.com and a repeat performance tonight, 6 p.m. on boatradio.net.
I'm Michael John, and each month on Boat Radio, I'll be looking at life on London's magnificent River Thames, from the dredgers emptying their cargoes of sand and gravel to the mudlarks combing the shore for lost treasures. I'll be meeting the people, visiting the places, and boarding the ships that work this mighty, muddy artery. So join me, Michael John, for Tales of the Thames on Boat Radio.
Harbor Hop at Lake of the Ozarks, coming up in just a couple of weeks. Lance Utley from funlake.com, the Convention and Visitors Bureau, is going to be with us in our final segment this morning, but coming up next, we're going to wake up Trace Martin down there in Florida and find out about his equestrian talents and also about his performance boat school, coming up as Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show continues. You know, this weekend is the in-water boat show that you've been hearing about over at Captain Ron's, and we had a great opportunity to talk to lots of folks yesterday, but today and Sunday will be there, your chance to win some great door prizes by stopping by my booth. Shock Alert detects electrical voltage in the water. Now, we're going to be giving one of these away at the end of the show, so get by and register. You know, that electricity in and around your pools or your dock is not a good thing. If it's in the water And, you know, you're always surrounded by lights and pumps and boat lifts and all kinds of other activities that require electricity down on your boat docks or around your pool. So get one of these devices. You can order one right offline at shockalert.com. And I provide you free shipping if you use the promo code NOWAKEZONE when you order. I've got a link right on my website. Bet you might come by. You might win one of these. We've got one to give away at the boat show this weekend, so stop by my booth, shockalert.com, and the promo code NOWAKEZONE if you want to order. Next weekend, no, let's see, 3 weeks out, they'd be the 8th and 9th of October. We're going to be at the Lodge of the Four Seasons for that home lifestyle and sports show that you've been hearing about. We'll have some live remote broadcasts right here on KRMS News Talk. We've got a lot of activities going on over there. It's a combined show with home, lifestyle, and sport. And you're going to be hearing more about it here on the radio station as we approach the weekend of October 8th and 9th at the Lodge of the Four Seasons. For more information on that show, Homes, Lifestyle, and Sports Show, contact Casey Cloak over at the Lake Area Chamber. And the website there, Lake Area Chamber. .com. Let's ring the telephone down in Florida, see if we can wake him up. Trace Martin is going to be answering the phone, we hope.
Hello.
Trace, good morning. Captain Bob, how are you?
Hey, Captain Bob, what's up?
Did you have any coffee yet this morning?
Oh, yeah. Got coffee. Got million things to do.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Well, good morning to you, and thanks for taking some time to chat with us this morning. Hey, I wanted to ask you, before we talk about your performance boating school and different places you're going to be coming up in the near future for classes, I guess I should call you Cowboy Trace. I didn't realize you were into horses the way you are.
Oh, yeah. I've been in horses for a long, long time. Can't race boats anymore, so I got to do something competitive, right?
Well, I saw the YouTube video of the prancing that you do with your horse, and man, it's just fantastic. That's unbelievable. It's really, really cool.
Yeah, they do that naturally. They come out. Some of my horses I got in Colombia, so they're kind of special to me, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll be darned. Well, that's an interesting thing. My father-in-law was into thoroughbred racing for a number of years, and so I certainly have an appreciation for anybody that can ride a horse, particularly the way that you did it. Well, Trace, let's talk a little bit about boating and the boating schools that you teach around the country. You've got two-day courses coming up in Lake Cumberland, Kentucky, also at Lake Lanier out in Georgia, Lake Havasu in Arizona, of course, coming back here to Lake of the Ozarks in late October. What's the, you know, I know there's certain performance boats where they really need to have some training in order to get their insurance, but your classes are really designed for anybody that wants to learn how to drive their boat better.
Exactly. Yes, it is. We're doing a lot of center console stuff right now, you know, because they're basically the same principle, you know, twin-step V-hull. You know, the only thing that's different is the boat has outboard power on it, but the same, you know, principles that create accidents are still there. You know, some of the things that compound a problem worse is that, you know, now you have a boat that people can move around in, which causes center of gravity changes immediate, especially when they want to go into a turn or maybe getting the boat off axis quicker. And then the other thing is nobody's in a seated position a lot of times in a center console boat. The occupants are very free, so very easy for those people to be ejected from the boat. And we're doing quite a bit of those now, too. But, yeah, the performance boats we're still busy with, and we're doing some of the big cruisers now. We just did a 39 Azimuth recently. So, yeah, we're doing a lot of the big sport yachts now.
You know, in high school, we were sort of required, I guess, almost to take driver's ed. And I don't know if they're still doing that now and requiring that. But you certainly, you know, have to learn how to drive, and you take the classes to learn about the techniques and the technical aspects of it, and then you actually get behind the wheel. I've always believed that, you know, particularly now with the number of boaters out there, particularly on like a Lake of the Ozark setting or a Cumberland or a Lanier or Havasu, any of these lakes where you sort of have a restricted area, you know, it just seems like we ought to be having some kind of on-water training in order to have that license to drive a boat.
It all goes back to one thing, and that is, you know, just about anybody can go online and do an online course. So if I wanted to go online and get a license for doing something, I could easily you know, have one of my kids go online and do that, you know, say, son, here, go ahead and do my test for me. And then, you know, next thing you know, I've taken an online course. But the thing is, when you go to the water to do the on-water portion, nobody knows what your skill is like. And that's the thing that separates, you know, just basic knowledge and then knowing what your mind to hand motor skills really are to operate a vessel, because that's what it really comes down to, is how can you actually operate that piece of machinery. So that's what makes things very different. I mean, even today.
There's a lot of difference between different kinds of boats, and no two boats, you know, basically operate the same. So, you know, taking a class on the water and in the classroom, I guess, too, is very, very important. You promote yourselves as technique, control, and safety. What are some of the, you know, one or two biggest mistakes that you see once you get through the classroom and you're out on the water with someone?
Well, I mean, there's so many variable mistakes. I think it's not as much as a mistake. There is some mistakes, you know, because you got guys that learn from, you know, someone else that either sitting at the bar or, you know, someone that comes out of a different vessel and tries to approach the training method of a boat that's not the same. You know, the platforms are not anywhere near the same. So you're trying to teach a guy how to drive vessel A from, you know, what you know from vessel C. Mm-hmm. You know, and that creates a problem. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's people just not understanding what's actually happening up underneath the bottom of the boat. And that comes down to like a guy learning how to fly a plane, but he doesn't understand how a plane flies. He can get behind the seat and, you know, maybe get it off the ground and get it in the air, but he doesn't understand the basic principles of what makes that plane fly. You know, what is low pressure going across the wing, and you know, what is turbulence, and what is all the other things that go along with it, you know?
Same applies to boating. You know, there's different hull designs, and, you know, people do make mistakes. And even, you know, boaters who have been boating a long time occasionally get caught, and bad things happen at that juncture. Your two-day classes are coming up. I noticed you've got some dates just ahead of us here. How does someone who would like to take your course get in touch with you to make arrangements to be in your class?
Pretty easy. They can go online to www.performanceboatschool.com, and they can take a look at what course best suits them, or they can call us at 352-620-TRACE, which is T-R-E-S, and that would also get them in touch with me as well. And that's the two easiest ways.
All right. I was talking with Paul Jacobs, who runs the Annapolis Boat Shows down in October, and they have a series of classes they teach both on land and on water in the Chesapeake Bay for not only the sailors that are there that first week or so, but then the powerboat crew takes over that second week up there, and they do training as well. And I'm just thinking that there's probably some opportunities around the country at these in-water boat shows like we have here to offer some kind of an on-water training class for people that would like to get more training. But a good first start would be to get a hold of Trace Martin. PerformanceBoatSchool.com is the website, 352-620-TRACE. That's 8737. Trace, thanks again, my friend, and we hope to see you down here in Lake Leo Ozarks in October.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much.
7:45, but we still have one more segment of Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show ahead of us. Lance Utley from the CVB will be here to talk about the upcoming Fall Harbor Hop. We want you to stop by the boat show today. We're going to be over there all day today at Captain Ron's. Register at my booth for some great door prizes, including from West Marine. We've got a floating multi-light. This is cool. It's got flash, hazard, and mood light all in one. Batteries are included. Get that. Thanks, Annette. We appreciate it. We will be right back for you in just a couple of minutes. Another coffee break, and then we'll continue right here on News Talk KRMS, 1150 AM. KRMS FM 104.9, also in Laurie at 97.5, and on the internet, KRMSradio.com, live streaming audio.
Hi, I'm Sarah O'Kelly, founder of Skipper's Review. I started Skipper's Review because I wanted somewhere online for my local boating community to make connections and recommendations. So now it's up and running. I've been getting out of the office to enjoy the Florida sunshine and to meet some of my members. Each week, you can hear me swapping salty tales with sailors, surfers, swimmers, divers, boat owners, and builders, anyone with a story to tell about their life and their relationship with the sea. So join me, Sarah O'Kelly, with Skipper's Review on Boat Radio.
Your Saturday morning anchorman is right here. Good morning, it's Captain Bob in our final segment of Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show on this In the Water Boat Show weekend. Thank you so much for being with us. We're going to talk about an upcoming event. Might be the last boating event of the season, if you will. The Harbor Hop coming up in just a couple of weeks. And Lance Utley from the CVB and FunLake.com is coming up next with all the details. You know, Boat US is now 50 years old. Here's some of the things that have happened. Of course, 1,091 businesses and marinas are offering Boat US member discounts on fuel and gear and transient slips. There's 1,085,000 boaters who have enrolled in their free online boating safety course, 603 towboat operations around the country. 24-hour a day, you can call them, receive on-the-water or on-the-road assistance from Boat US. $2,500, that's the average dollar amount returned to Boat US members who received a successful resolution from the Consumer Affairs Dispute Mediation Program. And that's a good one. And number of National Boat Owner Associations with a full-time government affairs staff. It's all led by President of Boat US, Margaret Podlick. And we're certainly proud to have them as a sponsor of our program since the very first show 6 years ago or more. And we do appreciate them. Now, for you to find out more information about Boat US and all the benefits that you can obtain, go to my website, bobsnowakezone.com. Click the 50th anniversary logo, and it'll take you right in for more details. Now, while you're in there, you want to check out towboat services because they can provide you a 24-hour dispatch 7 days a week, 365 days a year for towing, battery jump starts, soft ungroundings, or fuel delivery. And they do a great job at many, many, many lakes and waterways around the country. Here at Lake of the Ozarks, call Captain Dave Anderson, 573-216-4701, or stop by the boat show today. Captain Dave will be there with a display set up. He'll be able to take your membership right there, or he can renew your membership to Boat US and get that unlimited freshwater towing package for only $72 a year. If you're not going to be at the boat show this weekend, check out the Towboat US logo, and that'll, if you click that, it'll take you right in. You can sign right up and get more information from my website, bobsnowakezone.com. Well, summer 2016 is in the record books. Shootout's over. Labor Day weekend is gone. The air show is over. Bike Fest is done. In-water boat show is underway. So what's next? Oh, it's Harbor Hop. The 31st annual Fall Harbor Hop is coming up. And to talk with us more about this event is Lance Utley joins us. And a good morning to you. And how are you doing?
Doing great. Thanks for having me on, Bob.
Absolutely. Well, you know, all of these events have sort of come and gone now, but we still have this one big, really cool event to finish up the year. Started in 1985, is my math about right?
We're on the 31st annual. So, Gosh. Yes, it's been about that long. So
I heard the story a while back. Randy Kelly was thinking, you know, we got to do something to increase boat traffic in the fall. And so, boom, hey, let's do this.
That was the whole idea that it started with, you know, and then when that idea carried on into the spring, you know, have them keep the boats in a little longer, put them in a little earlier. You know, a lot of people tell me that they start the year, end the year with Harbor Hop.
Well, that's good. Yeah, well, good. That keeps activity on the lake, and the waterfront restaurants and those establishments certainly appreciate that that last little bit of business before many of them shut down.
Oh, that's very true. Very true.
So let's talk a little bit, before we give specifics about the Fall Harbor Hop, generally for this year, 2016, you know, we had some kind of weird weather this year again. We had that, you know, real hot beginning in the summer, and then some rain, and then more rain.
Right, yes.
But what's been the general information that you're hearing back from people?
You know, being on the street and talking with a lot of folks, and that's been across a lot of different types of businesses, everything from hotels to restaurants to dining to marinas, everything I've seen, people are not only willing to tell you, well, yeah, it's been a good year, or we're a little up. They're enthusiastic to talk to you about it. They're saying, I had one of the best Julys I've ever had, or, you know, you're hearing a lot of those types of indicators, and they're really enthused about the business. So you can tell the whole climate down here got a heck of a lot better.
That's very good. And, of course, hotel, motels, you know, rentals obviously up.
Condo rentals, campgrounds. Campgrounds saw an upsurge quite a bit, too. So a lot of people from all walks of life coming down that are enjoying the lake for many different reasons.
Well, let's get out and enjoy the lake for the Harbor Hop, the 31st annual Fall Harbor Hop. Give us a kind of a thumbnail description if somebody's out there going, what the heck is that? Tell us what this is all about.
Yeah, it's just a fun time to get out. We have over 40 sponsor locations. It's really easy to get started. It starts at 9 a.m. at select locations. And basically what you're doing is playing a poker hand. You can stop at any of those locations. It's a $20 donation to play. You get dealt a card there, and then you go to different stops, and you collect a 7-card hand, and there is a bonus card that you can get for an 8th hand, and you play your best 5-card poker hand.
And you might win some money.
Well, I tell you what, it's not money. You know, we don't want to promote anything like that, but we do give out certificates.
Oh.
It's certificates for all the sponsor locations. But those certificates are awarded. We pay 1 to 4 slots, and then we pay 5 to 10. There's also section winners, because there's 4 sections on the lake. We pay out 4 worst hands, and then we pick 10 random hands. So quite a bit of chances to win something, and they're pretty good prizes. You're going to get some certificates to spend at any of those 40 sponsor locations, and you spend it just like cash.
Outstanding. So you can load up your boat, you know.
That's correct.
Several people with you, and everybody can go and have a good time. $20 a person, basically, to play.
That's correct, and that is a donation.
And it's not a race. It's a leisurely way to get around the lake, and, you know, maybe people stuck up in the Gravois might want to come down and do a different area, or people maybe that don't get up in the Gravois or that kind of a thing could go someplace else. Is there any benefit to staying in one area, or is there a benefit to making, you know, crossing the lines into different areas?
I always like to use it to see some different areas, but we do pay section winners. So if you complete a hand in a section, you can win simply that section without having one of the top hands or anything like that.
I got you.
And we have them all over the lake here, and that map can be found on funlake.com.
Okay, I was going to ask you that. That's better the best place to go to get more information. This is Saturday, October the 8th, so it's coming right up. And everything's got to be sort of wrapped up by about 7 o'clock.
That's correct, yes. Yeah, 7 o'clock, it ends. They'll get you taken care of, get that bonus card drawn, and then we'll get it wrapped up.
All right, and then it takes you guys quite a while because of the many players that are in this thing. It takes you quite a while to kind of go through all this and see who's first, second, third, fourth, fifth, and so on and so forth.
Counting those hands is a very arduous process, and we want to get it right, obviously. So, yes, it takes a little while to get that done, but we'll have that out by probably 1st November in that area.
Okay. And then how do you notify, you know, those people that have won something?
Everything happens via certified mail. That's why I encourage everybody, make sure you fill your sheet out correctly, because we're going to be sending that to you via certified mail. So we make sure that it gets in the hands of the winners.
Perfect.
Very rarely do we have one that goes unclaimed for any reason or anything like that. Plus, we have their phone numbers. We'll contact them via phone, via email. We exhaust every possibility to make sure they get those certificates in their hands.
Outstanding. All right. Fall Harbor Hop, the last big event of the boating year, if you will, for 2016 here at Lake of the Ozarks, Saturday, October 8th. Funlake.com for more information. Lance, thanks again. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Bob.
All right. And to wrap up the program this morning, look what I found. A song, the No Wake Zone song. Here is Frank Long.
The whole family plays on a no-rope swing while we listen to Chris Stapleton sing. No shirt, no shoes, no only thing that keeps me afloat is tying off in the back of the cove with the family. Fireworks and dam tours, we might drown a fishing lure. So load up that Yeti cooler and climb on. It's summertime on Table Rock. I ain't worried about my Monday through Friday job. No family plays on an old swing while we listen to Chris Stapleton sing. No shirt, no shoes, no phone, no way zone. It's Memorial Day, anchored outside of the way. That's how I refuel my tank on a pontoon. No shirt, no shoes, no phone, no way zone. No shirt, no shoes, no phone.
No wake zone. That's where you've been the last hour. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Thanks to Pete Zimmerman and Dunbar, Trace Martin, and Lance Utley for joining us. Thank you, Frank Long, for providing the song for us as well. Hey, we'll see you over at the boat show this weekend. Hope you can come see us. Until then, same time, same boat channel next week, right here. Have a good weekend. We'll see you out on the lake.